The Algoma District Social Services Administration Board is set to receive $3,099,500 for the Homelessness Prevention Program, HPP, allocation in 2023-24. The new funding is a result of a revised funding model that better reflects the current needs of individuals who are facing homelessness across Ontario, says a release from Sault Ste. Marie MPP Ross Romano. For more information, read the news release. The Ontario government is investing an additional $202 million annually in the province's Homelessness Prevention Program, HPP, an Indigenous Supporting Housing Program, bringing Ontario's total yearly investment in these programs to close to $700 million. The additional funding will help those experiencing or at risk of homelessness and support community organizations delivering supportive housing. This includes funding to the Sault Ste. Marie District Social Services Advisory Board of $5,102,300 for the Homelessness Prevention Program, HPP, allocation in 2023-24. This represents an increase of 177% over the 2022-23 allocation of $1,841,100. I am very happy to see such a tremendous increase in funding to prevent homelessness in our community, said Ross Romano, MPP for Sault Ste. Marie. This $5.1 million in funding will allow our partners at the SSMDSSAB to continue their strong work protecting our community's most vulnerable people. It is paramount that we provide assistance to vulnerable community members most in need of support, and I want to recognize the Ontario government for substantially increasing the funding it provides to the Sault Ste. Marie District Social Services Advisory Board through the Homelessness Prevention Program, said Mayor Matthew Shoemaker. The city is committed to aggressively lobbying for the support our community partners need to offer programs and services that are making a difference in our community. Our community is experiencing a mental health, addictions and homelessness crisis, and people need help, said Luc Dufour, chair of the Sault Ste. Marie District Social Services Advisory Board. This funding will allow social services to begin to offer supportive housing, enhanced housing and shelter services. I want to thank MPP Romano, Minister Clark and Premier Ford for their support. The additional funding, announced in the 2023 budget, represents a 40% increase in funding by the government to support the most vulnerable by providing supportive housing and homelessness prevention services. Under the $202 million, $190.5 million each year will be allocated to the Homelessness Prevention Program, HPP, which gives Ontario's 47 service managers greater flexibility to allocate funding and make better use of existing resources to focus on delivering support. The remaining $11.5 million each year will be invested in the Indigenous Supportive Housing Program, ISHP, which provides Indigenous-led, culturally appropriate long-term housing solutions and support services to Indigenous people experiencing or at risk of homelessness. We know Ontario's housing supply crisis impacts all Ontarians, no matter their background or budget, said Steve Clark, Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing. That's why we've increased funding for our homelessness prevention programs by more than 40%. These measures complement the bold and transformational change we are implementing to tackle the housing supply crisis and get more homes built faster across Ontario. During a time of economic challenges and change, our government is supporting those who have fallen on hard times and are experiencing, or are at risk of experiencing, homelessness, said Minister of Finance Peter Bethlenfalvy. Ontario's 2023 budget, Building a Strong Ontario, is the right plan to support those who need it the most today while laying a strong fiscal foundation for future generations. In addition to the funding to the Sault Ste. Marie District Social Services Advisory Board, the government has also provided funding for the Homelessness Prevention Program, HPP, allocation in 2023-24 to the Manitoulin-Sudbury District Services Board of $2,537,600 and to the Algoma District Social Services Advisory Board of $3,099,500. The increased funding is a result of a revised funding model that better reflects the current needs of individuals who are facing homelessness across Ontario. Funding dollars are being increased to address increased needs, particularly during a time of rising inflation, and to help ensure that no service manager receives a decrease in funding compared to 2022-23 as a result of the transition to the new model. Supportive housing provides people in need with a roof over their heads. It also connects them with services that provide a hand up to improve their circumstances, including mental health support and job training, said Nina Tangri, Associate Minister for Housing. Our government met with partners and stakeholders across the province this past fall. We heard their concerns and are addressing their valuable feedback to improve Ontario's supportive housing system. This investment will make a real impact to support housing providers that help vulnerable Ontarians each and every day. The changes also address the recommendation in the Auditor General's 2021 Value for Money Audit on Homelessness, which called for a better funding model for homelessness programs that would target areas where funding is most needed. In addition to reducing costs in other sectors, supportive housing provides people in Ontario with an opportunity to live happier, healthier, and more fulfilling lives. Ontario will continue to support the most vulnerable by providing supportive housing and homelessness prevention services to help those most in need,